With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. With Cayman delivering strong results at the second annual 3x3 Caribbean Cup, CIBA president says the performances highlight the growth of the island's young athletes and the progress of the national 3x3 program. Colin Anglin tells Radio Cayman Sports the tournament showed clear development across both the men's and women's squads, noting improved decision-making, confidence under pressure, and a stronger understanding of the international game.
Given the recent success of the 3x3 teams that competed in the Caribbean Cup on the weekend, where Cayman got 5 medals and 2 stops, how would you describe the significance, the country's overall performance at the Caribbean Cup, especially, of course, with every team finishing on the podium across both stops?
I think that the future is very bright. I think it's a testament to all of the work that's been put in by everyone from the administration, the coaches, and of course the players. It just shows that it takes time to build a program. Rome wasn't built in a day. And our program is still very young. I mean, we're just going over maybe just over 3 years now, really getting into 3x3. And so, you know, we've been around the world now and been able to face so many amazing programs from all over the world, which is something that I find so exciting. And we're realizing that we are very competitive. You know, we're competing against teams like Nigeria, Kenya, Scotland, Australia, you know, these countries that have hundreds of millions of people. And for this little country of 80,000, we are definitely punching above our weight class, and we're very proud of everybody.
Awesome. What does this level of success say about the development of your 3x3 program, and what areas do you feel show the biggest growth during this recent tournament?
Well, you know, 3x3 is a different style of play. You know, a lot of times people think that you handle it kind of the way you would just handle a regular pickup game when you go to play street ball, and it's really not. It's very strategic, and you have to play the game in a certain way. You can have incredible players, but if you don't know how to play 3x3 the right way, you're not going to win. And so we've been learning constantly over the past few years about how to really play this game. And we have some good things coming together. We have FIBA, the governing body as well, and the Olympic Committee that's also helping us invest in ourselves by bringing certain trainers that, you know, kind of go around and train some of the most successful countries all over the Caribbean and the world. So we're glad we can tap into that. But, you know, you have to learn to play it the right way. And it definitely shows that we're not where we want to be yet, but we're definitely moving in the right direction.
And looking ahead, how does the momentum shape CIBA's plans for the U23 squads and of course the wider national program as you prepare for other regional and international competitions?
The momentum it has us riding high right now. I think we have a lot of momentum going. People are seeing the results that are coming forth. And like I said, it didn't happen yesterday. This has been something that has been building now over the past three and a half years. And so it just shows where we can go. And to be honest, we've only scratched the surface. Most people don't realize that our athletes are doing these things, and we don't have our own home. We don't have a place where we know that we can train 6 days a week, right? We're using different facilities, you know, multiple times in multiple places. But it's incredibly difficult to build a program when you don't have your own home. So imagine, I mean, we're working on these things right now. And so we're making a huge appeal to the private sector as well to support us as much as possible as we work on making this a reality. Because when we do have our own facility in our own place, where anytime that we need to do something, anytime we need to host an event or we want to invite some competition over, we want to have a training camp, when we have our own place that we can do what we need to do when we need to do it, the program is truly, truly going to take off. So we're looking forward to that. And again, I want to congratulate our coaches and our players for really pushing through, you know, a lot of adversity and some of the difficulties that we face with not having a home and sometimes not knowing where we're going to train tomorrow and just having to be flexible. So, you know, I'm grateful for everyone, and I know we have much brighter and better days ahead.
Anglin adds that the success is a direct reflection of the work being done at the youth level and believes Cayman's rising talent is now proving it can compete with the region's best. And just some reminders, Cayman's light heavyweight professional boxer Jaden Eccleston is back in the ring this weekend, his first fight since breaking his hand late last year. He's currently in Santa Marta, Colombia for tomorrow's fight against Jose Diaz Granados as he looks for his fifth professional victory. Eccleston said the time away has been long, but he's ready to restart his momentum. And Academy Sports Club is gearing up for a big weekend as Portmore United gets set to take the field again. The club welcomes supporters out to the match tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Academy Field on Outpost Road. Game 1 ended with Portmore United defeating Academy Sports Club 2-0. Portmore general manager said the event will have something for everyone, and Academy co-founder coach Virgil Seymour is calling on Cayman and its Jamaican community to show their support and help rebuild the strong football culture they're known for. That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.